Welcome to Chronicle Headlines. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz. For campus news this week, the part-time faculty union has closed out its six-week on-strike. As a result of the lack of a deal on both sides, the union and college have now agreed to bring in a federal mediator. The college said that it was waiting on the union to agree to this step, which happens when the parties don't believe they'll reach an agreement in direct negotiations. Despite the mediator's presence, a deal has still not been reached as of Wednesday. Upon inquiry from the Chronicle, the college has also revealed that 237 part-time instructors are teaching and 347 remain out on strike. One part-time instructor, who chose to remain anonymous, said, "As soon as my access to Canvas was revoked, I made the decision to return to the classroom because of the continued disruption and stress put on my students." How are we feeling about this one, John?
Well, you know, I think it's a pretty, of the updates we've been doing each week, I think this one is pretty heavy, you know? I personally, I don't know about you, when I found out about that, about half of the part-time faculty union are at least now teaching again, I think that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, if anything could have been done during the actual striking, full force didn't happen. Just imagine with, like, you know, there's people who are kind of, I don't want to say accepting the realities of it, but people are kind of just doing what they wish they would have done in the first place, if you really think about it, you know? It's like, I appreciate the union teachers who came back. I know a few of my professors came back and said, you know, they were thinking about us. They wish that things had turned out different. And the sincerity of their words are definitely there, and I felt it. And, you know, props to them for, you know, doing what they believe is what's right.
Totally. I totally hear you on that. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons they could have come back. It's about, I mean, this person, you read the quote, they mentioned they cared about the students and their experience. Also, there's just the issue of money. But yeah, regardless, I can't blame anybody for coming back. I can't blame anybody for remaining on strike either.
Well, let's take it over to our next story, John.
All right. One group that's been impacted by the strike are students that are planning to graduate this semester. We've got senior reporter Vivian Ritchie in the studio to talk about that with us. How are you doing today, Vivian?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
As good as can be.
Mm-hmm. So you wrote a story about this whole subject. Tell me about it briefly.
Basically, I was talking to as many seniors that I could find who are graduating this semester to figure out. Specifically, I wanted to talk to them about their portfolios, the students that were kind of relying on the work that they were doing in class to include in their portfolio and use for their work the next few weeks after they're done with college.
Gotcha. And so what made you want to cover that?
I think it was just a group of people that we hadn't heard from. It was a very niche group. Like, there wasn't a club or an Instagram page for seniors who got their last 7 weeks taken from them.
And what are those students saying?
A lot of the students are very upset that they missed out on the community that they had in their classes. A lot of seniors especially had well-established their friend group and their relationships with their professors. And it was, you know, their last 20 minutes at Columbia, and they kind of got that taken away from them. And a lot of them actually said that they were kind of just glad to have these replacement instructors so that they could get back in the classroom at the last minute.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can echo that. I'm graduating this semester, and it's kind of funny, like, starting college with COVID and then ending on a strike that takes you out again.
Yeah, yours just got the worst luck.
Yeah. It'd be a funny graph to chart, like, my college experience. But, yeah, I mean, I guess, so you kind of covered this in the article a little bit. What are the options for, I mean, seniors, and also, I guess, any student who's been, like, really affected and felt that their semester has kind of been just, like, devalued?
Professors are offering a pass-fail option so that students can get the grade taken away, and it'll just be, like, it won't affect their GPA anymore, and it'll be whether they passed or failed the class. So it kind of takes away the fact that you didn't get the opportunity to participate over those few weeks.
Well, I think that's all I had. Is there anything else that you feel is important to add?
Nope.
All right, cool. Then thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations, which I think we've got something special coming out this week, right?
Yeah, no, it's going to be on Spotify Wrapped. Very topical.
Awesome. I'm Cole Smith Cruz.
And I'm John McGowan.
Thanks for listening.